on November 3rd in Hopwood Auditorium, Robert Morris University, join me, Don Luisi, for Bringing the Blues to RMU. This is a live event featuring Pittsburgh's Queen of the Blues, Jill West, and Blues Attack. Screening of Blues Chronicles from the Berg, three short documentary profiles of Pittsburgh blues legends Eugene Morgan, Bill Weiner, and Jill West. This tribute to the blues is sponsored by the Blues Society of Western Pennsylvania, the Academic Media Center, and RMU Radio. That's Bringing the Blues to RMU. Friday, November 3rd at 5 p.m., Hopwood Auditorium, Robert Morris University. Admission is free to the public.
Welcome back to RMU Chat on RMU Radio, RMU Radio's premier talk show. I'm your host, Malik Johnson. Here with me, I've got a returning regular, Eric, and another regular, Luke.
Are we supposed to say our names?
No, I just, for whatever reason, whenever I get behind a mic, I can never remember your name. Yep. And with us, we also have Greg. It'll also help if I turn you guys' mics on.
That would also help very much.
That'd be fantastic.
Yep.
That's much better. Thank you.
All right. So, we missed last week.
Yes, we did.
I went and shot a package. We were all busy. We're back now, and let's start off with the hard stuff.
Absolutely, because that's what everyone
wants
to hear.
That's what we want to hear at 12:30 in the afternoon.
Prime time.
Prime time radio.
Prime time radio at 12:30.
Listen to local college access radio.
Yep, that's fine.
12:30.
Eric, we agreed on this topic.
We did.
Like, mutually.
Kind of like a 3-second brainstorm. We're like, cool. Yeah. And we just went back to doing our stuff.
So, catch everyone else up to speed.
Yep.
What is going on in Hollywood right now?
In Hollywood, this has been going on for about 2 or 3 weeks now, I want to say. Don't fact check me on that.
A couple of weeks.
Don't fact check me on that. But Harvey Weinstein is a major producer in Hollywood, and he has been recently accused of sexual harassment sexual harassment kind of takes envelopes rape or just mm-hmm. everything it stands for. And a lot of these very like popular, almost you could say powerful Hollywood actresses have
actors
all,
too.
Yes. Yeah. But yes.
Yeah.
You're right. But they have all been accusing him of sexual harassment. And this is really just something that, to me, it seems just really blown up. But it also seems like this is something, I don't want to say we are constantly hearing about, like there's always, we always constantly hear about gun control, or we always constantly hear about like other major events that happen. But this, typically when you hear like sexual harassment, you hear like, in previous events, we've had like Bill Cosby and other popular actors among that sort. And it's always just seemed to be like later in the news you'd hear about that. This is kind of like big stories. These are powerful actresses and actors coming out and like pointing fingers at this guy. And it really seems that this could change the culture that is Hollywood. And typing away there.
Yep, just slowly typing.
Yep. And I don't know, I've really grabbed my interest in this just to see how it's come to the point where we're not going to let society, we're not going to let people who are in these powerful positions just do what they want and do as they please, because the people who have been coming out about it are risking a lot. Like, the actresses are risking their jobs and their namesake all for
to kind of like bring, this is an issue in Hollywood. They're putting a lot on the line.
Right.
Also on top of that, there's been a big thing on Facebook, on Twitter, on social media. People have been going out. They've just been not exactly saying, I haven't seen like names, but there have been people under the hashtag #MeToo.
#MeToo.
That have been saying, you know, this is a problem not only in Hollywood, but this is a problem everywhere else. Exactly. This is what women have to deal with every day.
Mm-hmm.
We have no women on the show.
Unfortunately, that is.
But what do you guys think?
I think that's the scariest part, is that it's not just like a popular, like a pop culture problem. Like, there's people that are everyday people that are still getting sexually harassed, especially in 2017. Like, women in the workforce isn't uncommon anymore. And I think
definitely not uncommon anymore.
Uncommon anymore. Nope. People got to like understand that.
Well, I feel like it's a very rapidly growing issue, not only in the U.S., but, like, around the world. And, like, right now it's Hollywood under a microscope because of Weinstein. But, like, it's an issue that faces the entire world. And it's scarier to even think that it's not even just people that we know about. It's people we walk by every day that we have no clue what's happening to, because they put on, like, a brave face. But, like, that's, like, the things we have to worry about now, is, like, people being, like, abused in certain ways, and then, like, them not being able to say anything because it'll get worse if they say anything, kind of deal.
Oh, yeah. There's that risk involved with trying to take a stand for what's right, of course. And it's the cover-up that is typically involved with that, where there are a few people coming to his defense saying, well, that's just Harvey. But then there's a whole, like, culture.
But even if that is just Harvey, that's what
that is not.
That's not okay.
That's not okay. Yeah, it's not okay. It's not acceptable.
It's the same thing we were talking about with Trump.
Exactly.
That's not a person in that position has, doesn't need to be doing
power.
That.
Yeah.
But not that anyone should be, but.
But even with all these allegations we've had against Trump, he's still president. People still elected him.
He is still.
He's still a threat, in a sense, should we say.
I guess a threat. I don't want to say that he's, like, a liked president, because he's not. But, like, he is a president with a very small, very vocal fan base.
Yeah, and that's... It's really the social media, that aspect for President Trump, which I feel is what is his kind of support.
Well, President Trump's also, what, like, the second president in the social media age, if you will? Like,
yeah. Him and Obama.
Yep.
Obama was a lot...
Yeah. Obama was more professional.
Yeah, more professional.
Oh, absolutely.
He was a little less hot-headed than he was.
The internet, though, not very professional about Obama. One of my favorite things about the Obama Romney election were the Obama Romney memes. They were perfect.
Those are fun.
Those were memorable. Yeah.
That whole thing, though, like, whenever people chose to elect Trump, they knew he was vocal.
Exactly.
They knew. In a sense, that could be a good thing, but. There's a fine line that he's kind of crossed, I think.
Oh, yeah. By the time, like, people were in the ballots voting, we knew so much about both Hillary and Trump.
Yeah.
And just, especially Trump, like, everything we knew about him up until that point, he's still elected president. You can look back and think, wow, we've come a long way with, like, in regards to women and race and everything. But you look at what's going on now, and, like, still, like, you can almost say, I don't want to say not much has changed, but there's still a huge lying problem involved, where there are people who think they can just, because of the place and power that they are at, they can take advantage of those around them and below and beneath them. And it's definitely shows that there's still a long road ahead of definitely where we are trying to get to, or we're trying to go. So that's what.
It's a hard issue to solve, too, because people aren't vocal about it. And, you know, if it happens to you, then you kind of, like, feel like you're going to get shamed if you kind of point fingers.
Exactly.
That's the hardest thing about it.
That's definitely Hollywood for the matter of Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, that's what I wanted to throw in.
Malik, what do you think?
I think,
like, on what we've said,
it's hard to process a lot of it. You don't look at someone as you're walking to class and think that person, you know, was sexually assaulted.
Mm-hmm.
You don't look at a person in the class and think that person sexually assaulted someone.
Exactly.
I think that's probably one of the things that really got to me. It's not something that you would see. And the fact that there are so many people that have this, like, bottled up inside of them is really...
Or, like, hearing about, like, Scarlett Johansson came on, like, she knew about Harvey Weinstein. Or, like, so many of these actresses knew about Harvey Weinstein, who, the kind of person he was. And you think, and, like, they, in a sense, they kind of feared him. I'm using air quotes, but no one can see. But you think someone like Scarlett Johansson is so, like, she's a powerful figure in Hollywood on the front page of
the,
like,
food chain of things.
Exactly. And you think if someone like her can be intimidated by this outreach of power, then it can really happen and affect everyone.
Greg, do you have anything to add?
Yeah.
I think what happened with Scarlett Johansson, especially, like, all the women that knew about it, they thought maybe it would affect, like, their possibility, like, in jobs.
Yeah, getting a role if he's a
Scarlett Johansson right now, she's in, like, the big role with the Avengers.
Oh, yeah.
Being Black Widow. And, like, she might have feared that coming out and saying something about it might have affected future jobs. Mm-hmm. So, like, I feel like that also plays a part into it. Like, there's consequences not only for coming out with stuff like that, but also, like, for, like, not personal, but, like, social life.
Professional.
Because if you come out with it, people are going to look at you different. Like, if you say, hey, I've been sexually assaulted by Harvey Weinstein, people are going to kind of, like, take you as a charity case at that point, which is a sad thing to think about, but it's true. And then at the same time, it could affect, like, if you are at a job and your boss comes up to you and says, hey, I looked at your promotion suggestion, but there's only one way I can give it to you, and you go, like, that goes that route, it might affect the way you're treated there. He might cut your hours. You might end up getting fired if you tell, like, HR, because, like, they know, like, only one person, like, they do it to. So, like, there's problems with it. Like, there's not just, like, the abuser, but, like, also in social and work life. So that's also a very large issue that needs to be addressed at the same time.
Okay.
You guys want to wrap it up there?
Yeah, I think so.
I think we exhausted all the options, right?
Yeah.
All
right. And when we come back, we're going to talk about people possibly on the moon.
Possibly on the moon.
Moon people.
That's a great segue.
Stay tuned to RMU Chat on RMU Radio. Your campus, your voice.
You right there, Greg?
Welcome back to RMU Chat on RMU Radio, your campus, your voice. here with Malik. I am Malik. I'm here with Eric, Greg, Luke.
No, you're Malik,
I'm
Malik. Yeah. Malik.
So, I've got this article. It's been making the rounds on Google News today.
Haven't heard of it.
all right.
Well, Google News is the article.
Google News has been promoting articles. Yeah. Scientists have found a moon cave that's big enough to be an astronaut base.
Neat.
Okay.
Like a cave on the moon.
What defines an astronaut base?
Like a place where astronauts go and they like a habitable place where astronauts
like
actually go and like
lounge.
Do things. Yeah, like a moon lounge.
Okay.
Like the International Space Station, but like on the moon.
So I land on the moon and like yes, find some me time, go to the moon lounge.
Yeah. But it's a cave. It's inside of a 3.5 billion year old lava tube. Which is really interesting.
Lava tube on the moon?
Lava tube on the moon. We don't
know if there's lava on the moon.
What was it? No. Scientists hypothesize that the moon was a giant asteroid that crashed into Earth, and then there's fire and destruction and stuff, and the break off pieces of the Earth moon came and formed together to make the moon.
So what I'm hearing is that this asteroid crashed into Earth.
So basically
killed all the dinos.
No, that was before. That was before dinos.
This is a new theory.
Okay. New theory.
New theory.
Okay.
The Earth was like chilling there, and dinosaurs like nummy plants and animals.
Yep.
And all of a sudden plants, this big asteroid came out of nowhere.
Yep.
Hit the Earth.
Okay.
Yeah. Shook up all the dinos except for the alligators and turtles.
And the sharks.
And the chickens.
Chickens? Oh, chickens. Oh, yes.
Chickens are dinosaurs.
That's true.
Except for a couple breeds.
Absolutely.
Evolved. And then.
And mosquitoes.
Okay, we're getting there, Eric. And then they killed all the dinos.
Yep.
And then bounced back. It's like, hey, we still here. What up? So that's my theory. That's a Sutton theory.
Have you ever thought of becoming a scientist, Greg?
I'm already a scientist. I have a theory.
Oh. Fair enough.
That is all you need to be a scientist.
Exactly.
Have you ever thought about teaching science theory?
Have a hunch.
You'd be an amazing professor.
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
You can be either a scientist or a hunch, or a detective with a hunch.
Scientist or a hunch.
Scientist or a hunch.
You'd be one
like
of the hunts.
Back at Notre Dame.
You could be the hunch of Notre Dame.
You could do that. I don't think I ever finished that movie. Does that movie end happily?
The guy falls off the tower. The bad guy.
Oh, okay. Okay, so it ends happily.
Yeah, it's a Disney movie, so it ends happily. Mm-hmm. People die on the way, and it's pretty gruesome.
It's kind of like, you know, Beauty and the Beast, where Gaston falls from the tower. Spoiler alert, if you haven't seen Beauty and the Beast, that's been out for like 60 years now, but that's okay.
It's been a while.
Yeah, it has been. It's less than 60 years
now. A little bit.
But he falls off the evil priest dude falls off the clock tower into like fire and stuff.
So like...
It kind of symbolizes...
Have you guys actually ever seen like the original Beauty and the Beast? Because I've seen it.
Yeah, I think so.
Like the one like in French?
Oh, no.
It is weird. It's in like it's made in like black and white. It like
really?
World War II. Like it's some like weird,
was
really
it
old movies.
Animated or was it actors?
Live action.
It had to be live action.
Were the like the Cogsworth and Lumiere? Were they like?
No, they weren't.
Really?
Oh. No, they were not there. It's just
age.
Beauty and the Beast.
And a
Belle Lebette.
Who's that? Oh, that's
Belle Lebette is French for
Beauty
and the Beast.
Okay, I'm learning so. That's what matters.
Gaston. There was Gaston.
Okay.
She had sisters. Belle had sisters.
Did she really?
They sing.
They did not. There was no singing in the French version of Beauty and the Beast.
This is pre-Disney.
Pre-Disney.
BD before Disney.
Doesn't matter.
If it was World War II, it would be pre-Disney.
I mean it would
like
be
Snow White was like, what, 1939 or something like that?
Yeah, he was around during like World War II.
Okay.
Yeah, it was early.
They were doing things. It was like Steamboat Willie and stuff, though.
Yeah,
Willie. Was that stuff. Snow White and like Cinderella didn't come out to like the 50s, 60s.
Yeah.
Quick Google search.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
It was a weird thing.
I'm very confident in my answer.
But back to moon caves and whatnot. We took a really sharp left turn.
Oh, that's cool. It's natural conversation.
Yeah, just natural conversation.
That's what they come here for.
1937. Look at that. 1937.
Wow.
When
was Snow White?
1937.
That's impressive.
When was Beauty and the Beast?
When was Steamboat Willie?
Steamboat Willie would have had to have been like pre-war.
Steamboat Willie was definitely like 1920s then.
Springboard.
Hey, quick little fun fact about Steamboat Willie. Did you know the guy that whistles was Walt Disney?
Really?
1928.
I didn't know that.
Steamboat Willie.
Wow.
November 18th.
1928.
It's
okay.
8 minutes.
Isn't it just Mickey whistling?
No, there's Pete and everything.
Yeah, there's Pete.
Apparently, I never watched the entire Steamboat Willie.
All I've seen is just him, like,
kind
of driving. I've played Kingdom Hearts, and if you ever...
Yeah, Kingdom Hearts 2. They have a whole
that was
Steamboat
awesome. That was cool. Anyway, that's another topic.
We also have Fantasia, one of my favorite Disney movies of all time. That came out in 1940.
What came out in 1940?
1940. They probably remade it.
Disney is an amazing company. Overall, now they have Star Wars.
And Marvel.
And Marvel. Dude,
Kingdom Hearts 3 is going to be amazing.
Disney controls the movie.
Kingdom Hearts 3, I'm not going to say anything about Kingdom Hearts 3 until I actually like pop it into my PlayStation 4 and play it.
I'm going to say everything about it right now. It looks amazing. I'm psyched for it.
It's going to be another Final Fantasy 15 where they show us things for 10 years.
Okay.
How about Call of Duty World War II? Anybody excited about that?
No.
Not really.
I mean,
not at all.
I haven't thought about playing.
Like the stereotypical, you think of a video game. Like someone who doesn't play video games, you think of a video game, you think Call of Duty and Grand Theft Auto. And that, not that they're bad games, they just kind of shine a negative light over video games as a general. And in general, to me, in my opinion, if I'm going to go on this little spiel real quick, I kind of view a lot of video games as like an art form in a sense. Not like praising them as art.
Like art, like the journeys and
Like the
transistors.
The storytelling. And
yes, and the actors and the music and the art direction behind it. It's incredible. And if people can, if it wasn't for like Call of Duty and Grand Theft Auto always being like the front line, like you see like commercials for Destiny or Assassin's Creed or Call of Duty, but Assassin's Creed and some of the older games are really good. But like, if it wasn't for those games, you could see all these other games, like Journey was actually a game, and you just mentioned Journey earlier, but making specifics. Last of Us is an amazing game with an amazing story.
Really? I actually didn't really like The Last of
Us.
Really? I did not like The Last of Us.
We'll talk about this off mic.
Yeah, I'm sure we can talk about this off mic. That's fine.
It'll be great.
I've heard it all before.
Those cutscenes, like the acting and the cutscenes.
The acting, amazing. Everything about it is great except actually playing the game.
I really liked some of the, like, going in the gameplay perspective, like, when you had, like, your movement, you had your stealth, you could just hold a button, now you're in stealth mode, now you just, like, the whole game kind of changes just based on pressing one button in a sense. And that was kind of cool, where, like, Call of Duty, you have to, like, pretend you're leaning against an object, or, like, Uncharted, you press a button and you then are like magnetized to that object. But this is like you're free to move around and not be seen. That was really cool. Yeah. I kind of liked it. But anyway.
Again, back to Space Rocks. It was discovered.
Speaking of Space Rocks.
Oh my goodness.
Have you guys ever had like those rock candies?
Yeah, man.
Crystal
yeah.
rock candies?
Have you had.
I just like taking Malik off his topic. That's fine. Like so much fun.
Have you had like just like. It's old school, but they put like honey in like these plastic tubes and you just break them off.
Oh, yeah.
Those are amazing.
Those are good.
If you go to.
Have you guys ever had honeysuckle?
Yes.
Like the, the fruit?
No, I don't like
no,
it.
No, honeysuckle's gross.
Really?
Yep.
We used to eat honeysuckle like off the fence.
Off the.
Like literally, we would just pick honeysuckle and just eat it.
Oh, all right.
Yeah,
no, not me.
But news from Randy Mink about parking on campus.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
It says, first and foremost, the police department understands that out of necessity or convenience, you may decide to park what normally we regard as an illegal spot.
Okay.
But all we ask is that you obey the following rules to avoid getting towed, ticketed, and to make life easier for yourself, your friends, and your colleagues. These are the rules.
If you could just parking. Boot your own car for us, that'd be great.
That's fair. But these are the rules to not get ticketed while the UPMC Event Center is being built.
Of course.
3 years.
Do not block the roadway. Do not block fire hydrants.
Yep.
Do not block other vehicles. Do not park in handicapped spaces unless authorized. Leave room for emergency vehicles. Give yourself extra time to get to classes. If you are a student, consider using shuttles more frequently from off-campus facilities. In other words, please use courtesy and common sense. We thank you in advance for your cooperation. RMU Police Department.
Which means...
Well written.
I can park wherever I want.
Free reign on
faculty.
Campus.
Not faculty. That's still off limits.
Yeah.
Do not park in red lines.
What if you're colorblind, though? Can you use that as an excuse?
No, you have... You can... Like, that'd be like parking in the president's spot and him trying to park there. You would get towed.
I totally... No, I shouldn't say that.
So fast.
Instantly. Instant
like,
ticket.
What if you say...
Even, that's
like,
an instant boot.
You. It'd be boot, car gone, impounded, ticket in your like in your mailbox.
I imagine you could always just fall back on and say that you're colorblind, though. And just like, I can't tell
Yeah,
the
I'm
difference.
Definitely not colorblind.
It's all gray to me if it's just
Plus,
gray
if
spots.
A cop came up to me and was like, hey, you can't park there. I'd be like, I'm sorry, okay, I'm moving back. I'm sorry. terrified. Like, I'm not terrified of police, but like,
just be cool with them.
I don't.
Like, what's up, man? Nice guys.
It's just, they're just people.
Yeah, but they're people that
they're just people
me.
Who don't want to be there, just like you. It's like, I don't want to be in this camp. I just
want
to.
They
go
don't
home.
Want. They don't want the paperwork as much as you want the ticket.
That's true.
That's fair.
Respect.
Except
respect
for the lady
your
that pulled
officers.
Me over last year on Thanksgiving.
She pulled you over on Thanksgiving.
Oh, you want to hear that story?
Sure.
You want to wait till we come back for me to tell the story?
I think we should just skip the moon.
Yeah, the moon thing that we're
doing. Yeah, it sounds very interesting. We appreciate you trying.
We. Make note, there will be no more moon stories on RMU chat.
There can be moon stories. But
Disney
I mean,
related. Disney's moving to
Disney moon stories.
There's a new Disney moon movie or something.
All right, when we come back from the break, we're going to have Greg tell us why he got pulled over on Thanksgiving last year. Stay tuned to RMU chat on RMU radio, your campus, your voice. All right, welcome back to RMU Chat on RMU Radio, your campus, your voice.
Welcome back.
Greg.
Fantastic conversation.
How was your Thanksgiving, Greg?
Well, last year wasn't too fantastic.
No?
So, last year on Thanksgiving, I was at home in the morning, and I had to come back here to go to work at Walmart whenever I was employed there. And,
how terrible was that,
I left
Greg?
At, like, what was that?
How terrible was Walmart?
It wasn't bad. I mean, I made $10.50.
Really?
An hour. And I usually work like 2 days a week. So
I hear Aldi like charges $12.20.
Yeah, Aldi
anyway.
Is good.
Yeah.
But I was on my way back on Thanksgiving morning to come to go to work. And there was a cop on the shoulder that had somebody pulled over. And I completely forgot the steer clear law.
Where you like move over lane.
Yeah, you got to move over lane if you can. And I went by this cop. And like I was like, uh-oh. This isn't good. And
two for one.
I seen the lights come on, and I seen her pull out from behind the other guy, and I'm like, oh, gosh, this could be bad. So the entire time I'm driving, I'm like, please don't come up behind me. Please don't come up behind me. And then she gets over in my lane, and I'm like, okay, she's going to get by me again. And she didn't. So I pulled over, and she's like, how you doing? I'm like, not bad. She's like, where are you going? I'm like, work, school. And she's like, oh, that sucks. It's Thanksgiving. I'm like, yeah, it does. Like, I'm trying to, like, play, like, the sob card. And, like,
yeah.
And she's like, all right, license registration. So I give it to her. She comes back. She says, all right, this is your ticket. Like, she even, she was even like, yeah, I understand your pain of having to work on a holiday, but here's your ticket. I had to pay, like, I think it was $340 or $350. Christ.
That's a little over top.
Yeah. But
maybe not. I don't know.
I mean, it's a safety of an officer, which is important.
Yeah.
But I thought I was going to get out of it. I really thought I did. Whatever. She's like, yeah, I feel your pain. And then she came like, back. Yes. She's like, hey, here's your ticket. It has to be paid to your local court. I'm like, oh, no, this isn't fun. And then I looked at the price of the ticket. I was so mad. I was not happy. That's
the holiday paycheck just right there.
No, dude, it wasn't even a holiday. I had to use savings bonds I had.
Wow.
Yeah, I didn't have a...
That's terrible.
I was like, that's in that rough, week buddy. Between like pay and not pay.
Oh, no.
That's not good.
Oh my, it was not fun. So I used like $400 in savings bonds to pay that off. But that's my Thanksgiving story from last year. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, it's your topic, Greg. Whatever you want to talk about for the next 15 minutes.
I was also in a car wreck my senior year of high school.
Really?
I remember this story. Yeah. I've seen pictures of this.
No, it's bad. It was bad. Yeah. But my senior year of high school, I was coming back home from going shopping for a banquet that I was helping to plan. And
awesome.
I pulled out of a road and hit the gas a little bit too hard, and I hit wet leaves, and it kicked out on me. And I looked at one bank. I steered into it, oversteered, ended up in the other bank. The airbags deployed, coasted backwards down the hill, hit the bank again, and then ended up in a friend's yard. Or a friend's, but like a schoolmate's yard. And so I got out and called my mom. My grandpa came down. Like, I could have walked to my house in 5 minutes.
Wow.
I was that close. But I got out of the car and didn't realize that I was bleeding at all. Had no clue. But my one baseball coach pulls up behind me. She's like, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, Mike, I'm fine. And he's like, Greg. Yeah. He's like, oh, my goodness, are you okay? And then he asked me, like, if I was okay. I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. And he's like, you're bleeding. I'm like, huh? I'm what?
From where?
He's like, from where? I'm like, I don't know. So I went to the ER. My shirt was all covered in blood. Like, I had like an Under Armour hoodie on, covered in blood. My shoes had blood drops on them. I ended up with 8 staples in my head.
Oh, that was your head.
Yeah, yeah,
I've seen the picture. Head. You never told me the story though.
That's the story behind it. Yeah, it wasn't a fun night. Yeah, I ended up with a concussion. I missed most of the I was the president of the band. That's what we were shopping for, was a band banquet. And I missed most of the season.
Wow.
With a concussion. It was rough. But it was so amazing. I didn't do anything. I did absolutely nothing.
Still got the recognition.
And then my physics teacher was always like, Greg, I don't think you have a concussion. You're fine. And I'm like, no,
nope,
definitely,
nope.
Definitely
hurts up here.
Definitely, definitely a little slower than usual, pal. Like, some of the things I would say, I'd be like, that makes sense? Did that make sense to you guys? And they're like, yeah. I'm like,
cool.
Apparently I didn't hear it right. But yeah, that was my ticket and car wreck story. So,
So what's your guys' favorite?
It wasn't a great year-long time for Greg.
So what's your guys' favorite part about driving? Because all of you drive,
yes.
And I do not.
Well, you do, but just not enough.
I do drive, but like I have a permit and not a license, and I don't have my car or a car at all. I don't have.
Okay. You're getting a car, though, right?
Hopefully by December.
That'd be cool.
Well, yeah.
There you go.
Winter driving. Well, yeah, winter driving.
Winter driving.
That's some used to.
That's
it's nice, but like, don't get too excited for it. Sometimes
it's fun to be driving by yourself for the first like month, and after that it's just like it's just a everyday thing.
You know, see, I feel like I really missed like being in high school when it's like cool and stuff.
Oh yeah.
And
I did too. I didn't drive till like summer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because now I'm like,
I missed the boat.
All I would like really drive is to class every day. Yeah. And like occasionally to Buffalo Wild Wings.
Mm-hmm. I drive here every day. And it's just like a pain.
It's kind of a chore now. You gotta do it.
It's like a job. You just have
to don't have a bus to come pick you up or anything. You have your parents to get you. You just gotta like wake up and like, I guess I gotta go to school now.
Like in high school, how like you had the option of the bus.
Yeah.
And like for me, I didn't have a job in high school. So my mom gave me gas money whenever I needed it. Mm-hmm. But now it's like Greg has to work. Greg has to buy gas.
I spent $20 this morning.
Greg has to be careful because like if he goes too many places, Greg will not have gas and Greg will not have money.
Yes.
So now it's like it's a burden more than like an enjoyment. I mean, other than whenever I'm driving on 79 home and I make it back and forth in like 30 minutes. That's a different story. I live an hour and a half away. Mm-hmm. But that's a different story.
Yeah.
Hope there's no cops listening. But yeah, that's a fun time.
They don't know your face though. So
Yeah, you're right.
Just disguise your voice.
They know you have they know you have a parking ticket though. They can look that up.
Oh, absolutely. They'll be like, "Oh, who got pulled over last year on Thanksgiving?" Oh, this guy.
This guy.
His name's Greg. Oh, got him.
Use his license number. His social
also
security
was in a wreck.
And everything.
I've got a paper trail, man.
Yep. I'm sorry we brought
you
on today.
Guess you can never rob a bank.
This will be Greg's last appearance on our show.
It's my last day on campus.
Oh, man.
We'll have to find a new host for all your shows.
Really?
All both of them?
All both of them?
All both of them.
All both of them.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
How's Army Tonight going?
Hmm?
How's Army Tonight going?
Not bad.
You need to get that game that you and Matt were playing.
I know. We gotta film the screenshot.
That was cool. That was fun.
Yeah, it was good.
Film the screen?
No, it's a game we play.
That's
it's
the
like
hockey,
a hockey shootout game.
Yeah, you're doing a great meeting.
And were you there, Malik?
I was not there, but okay. I like generally know what you guys are.
You know
doing.
What we're doing?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Never mind then. But it's a lot of fun. It's mixed.
Like
it's like a mix of frisbee, flicking something, and like a hockey shootout.
It was a bottle cap, wasn't it?
Yeah. It's a Gatorade bottle cap.
Mm-hmm.
With a big projector screen. If you hit the white part, you scored.
Oh.
It was a good time.
Interesting.
It got intense. I lost a 3-0 lead. I feel like the Golden State Warriors in 2015.
Indians.
Dude, the Indians last year.
Did not get that reference because I don't know sports.
Sports. No, news. In 2015-2016 NBA championship, Golden State had a 3-0 lead. Blew it. They lost the next four games.
It was a 3-1 lead.
3-1 still.
3-1.
They lost the next three games and lost the championship. And then last year in the World Series, the Indians were up 3-0 in the series. And then Chicago was like, hey, let's actually play baseball.
And they actually beat them pretty good.
Yeah,
too.
And then they came back and won the next four straight games. So it was kind of like the big thing where like one Cleveland team defeated the team that was up 3-1. The other Cleveland team blew a 3-0 lead. So, I mean, like, Cleveland fans were giving Golden State a bunch of shade because, like, they blew a 3-1 lead.
And then,
but then the rest of the world's like, but wait, your baseball team blew
four
a
months,
3-0
4
lead.
Months later, they just...
Yeah, like, it's... Like, we were all like, there's no way Cleveland can win two championships in a year. And then they choked, so it's fine.
It's impossible.
But
that's
still an ongoing thing, though. Like, people still talk
3-1
about
lead
that.
Jokes? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Even the Warriors 3-1 lead jokes are still going on.
Oh, absolutely. They'll be going for this the next 2 years. Especially now that like Cleveland had that giant run and now they're not in the AL, like the ALCS. Like that's not a good thing either. That blows my mind. So
the last teams that won 20 plus games, like the Oakland A's did it in 2002 or 2003. They won 21 straight and they got to the playoffs and got beat by the Twins.
It's just really funny though to think that
and
like they won
this year
on
they won then this year the Indians won 22 straight and got beat.
But it's just funny though because like now you think about it, like during the season that was a big thing though. That was
they were the Windians
now,
for like a month.
Yeah, but now it's not now that whole streak is now irrelevant.
Yeah,
because
it doesn't matter.
It would only stayed relevant if they would have won the World Series. Like oh, they built so much momentum over that month span
remember, 72-10 has more ring to it.
Absolutely.
That's a basketball reference. If you,
82 games. Well,
Malik's season. Looking like I don't know what you're
like,
talking about.
This whole like minute.
Hey, Malik, you want to change the subject, bud? You want to go to something else now?
Eric,
welcome back to CSC Radio.
More like sports talking to Berg, but that's fair. STITB.
I'm excited for Thor Ragnarok coming in theaters.
Really?
That'll be cool. First of all, I'm just saying I'm a huge Hulk fan, so it's about time he's back.
I'm not watching it.
What's that?
Thor Ragnarok.
I'm not watching the new Thor movie.
Okay.
No. Why not?
Cut his hair. It's not Thor anymore.
He did
anymore.
Cut his hair.
He has his hair long in the beginning.
Doesn't matter.
That's not the point.
Nope. Thor has long, gold, luscious hair. Can't be Thor with short, blonde hair. That's not how it works.
Hair?
That'd be like Thor or
you don't know
the Hulk being blue. That's not how it works.
There's a red
Hulk. That's not
Hulk.
How any of this works.
Hulk's been gray.
Yeah, it's not how it works.
There's also a red Hulk.
Hulk should be
noise.
Green.
But... Which Hulk do you like the most? The Green Hulk. If you turn on the Hulk blue, he's not going to have the same ring.
The Hulk is Asian
buff
now.
Smurf.
He is.
Buff Smurf.
There's two Hulks. Yeah.
They call him Big Smurf.
They call him Big Smurf. The Blue Hulk.
Wait, so the Hulk's Asian now?
Yeah, there's an Asian Hulk.
There's two. Really? There's Bruce Banner, who's still a Hulk, but then there's Agnes Cho, who also has the power to turn into Hulk now.
He's like a super genius Hulk.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Oh. Smart and stuff.
So like he doesn't just smash crap out of stuff. He actually does stuff like
he actually like
he actually has like, control of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's himself when he's Hulk.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I would love to be Hulk for a day. I would do everything twice.
Like, what?
I would pick up a tank and throw it. Just
oh, dude,
I
absolutely.
Absolutely.
But are there any movies or anything you guys are excited for coming out? Anything entertainment?
I feel like I've seen a couple that I'm excited about. Well, I'm going to the Macklemore concert on November 7th at Stage
Macklemore.
AE. I'm so excited. Like, really? You don't understand. I wanted to see Macklemore the summer after my junior year of high school. Whenever
have
he was
you
in Pittsburgh
him?
The last time. No.
Oh,
I didn't get the chance to go. And now, November 7th, I'm going on to Stage AE.
That's awesome.
I get to go see him finally. I'm so excited. Oh, I'm so, like, I can't explain how excited I am. Like, after like he dropped that new album, Gemini.
I have not followed Macklemore in a while.
You have to listen to this new album. It's completely self-produced. Like, they made it in his house. There's no record company tied to it at all.
Really?
It's just him and some, like, featured artists, like, always.
That's awesome.
Like, going, like, just out of the love of music. Made
an
album.
Oh, yeah.
And some of the songs, like, I think have you guys heard Glorious?
I think so.
Or, what's the other one? Glorious or, I can't think of it right now. But there's another one on there
second. That's
really like that's really popular right now. Marmalade.
I think I have heard.
But those are both really popular songs, and like it's amazing to think that an artist could go out and make an album in his basement.
Yeah.
Without a record company tie and be so successful with it.
A lot of guys do that, but they're also record company.
They're also record like DJ Khaled doesn't really count because like he owns a record company.
Yeah.
But like it's really cool to think that like somebody like Macklemore can just go into his basement without any like record company ties to be able to do it.
Well, I think once you reach a certain level, like once you reach like Grammy level.
Yeah, but like how many artists do that?
Not a lot, because
they need the backing of the record company to like produce everything.
Yeah,
but like it's amazing to think that one person like went out and did that by themselves.
Yeah,
it's kind of like an Eminem story, but like on a lower scale.
Yeah,
like Eminem was very poverty.
Oh yeah.
Where Macklemore is like an everyday person. Like he grew up like in a decent like neighborhood and everything, but like he's doing things by himself, which is really cool. Like I think he's kind of like a role model, honestly.
Oh yeah, I can
because
see
like he started from nothing and like built himself to where he is now.
It's a lot of admiration, really.
Oh, absolutely.
Especially do that, like, nowadays.
A lot of hard work. Like, it's a lot of dedication, which is really cool.
Like, nowadays, there's, like, I don't want to say everything's laid out for you, but there's, like, you can just find
where
you're
there's a
for
solid
easier.
Path to get to the top.
Yeah. And, like, it's crazy to think, like, when somebody does it, like, by being discovered, like Justin Bieber did, where to being, like, where Macklemore is, like, I need to be discovered, but, like, nobody will discover me. So
taking initiative yourself to
go
find what
he found the guy like he found Ryan Lewis, which like really helped him out.
How do you meet Ryan Lewis? Do you know?
I don't know how I met them like met him, but like it's really neat to think like that he just like met somebody and like they were like, hey, let's do this. And like they blew up once they released Thrift Shop, like
that was exploded the end right there.
Like that's how he
started.
That
was the beginning right there.
That was the beginning. Like that was the beginning of like a new era in music, honestly. Because like I think musicians finally realized like, hey, I don't have to be serious all the time in order to do well.
Yeah, you can just sing.
Like, it kind of started with, like, Bruno Mars' Lazy Song.
That was
it was more like, people were like, oh my gosh, you have to listen. Like, this is absurd.
Yeah.
Like, and then Macklemore,
so simply stupid that it worked.
Yeah, like, and then, like, after Macklemore released Thrift Shop, artists were like, hey, I can kind of mess around it.
Yeah, I don't have to, like,
and it's going
to
be okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, now there's songs out like Broccoli and, like, it's crazy to think, like, what. Like the segue of music over the time from like
I don't
Louis
know if it's
Armstrong,
a segue as much as
like,
it is like kind of a broad spectrum. That's
like the history of music,
yes.
I should say. Like from Louis Armstrong to where we stand today with like different music genres, it's ridiculous. Like
it's,
back then it was a big band with trumpets and trombones.
You can
and
tie
now,
everything to like a decade,
absolutely.
But now it's really
and now it's like everything's digital.
Yeah.
Like you make everything. Like they like you
like every month
stuff,
there's something
like,
new coming
you
out.
You always alter it.
Yeah,
like digital technology. Where back then it was a lot more talent based. Like Frank Sinatra was a great voice. Where like now, if
like
you don't
now,
have, like,
now
like
you can take
stuff.
Like one take and make it sound perfect.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah,
instead
yeah.
of like back then, you had to
but is that
do
really
three, four, five different times.
You being a talented musician or a talented editor?
Well, I think it's a talented musician because like a lot of the musicians write for themselves now.
That's true.
So, like, they're musicians for the fact because, like, they write everything out,
mm-hmm.
but then they just make everything better.
But if you can just get on, like, a program like GarageBand on, like, a Mac or something and just start looping your own tune sounds, that's not really... that is you creating music, but that's not really you taking...
It's not you doing the whole song.
Yeah, like...
Yeah, I get what you're
saying. Laying out the, each note or whatever, yeah. so have
I think
so
it's, like,
it.
The quality also. Like, the quality mm-hmm. of the music that's being made.
Yeah.
Like... DJ Khaled, like his music is at a very high quality. Where like if you would do that on GarageBand,
yeah,
it wouldn't be as high as a quality. So like, exactly. it's not as good. Yeah. I think that's what the big like the big difference is.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so I'm excited about the Macklemore concert in November. Okay. So that's a big thing for me coming up within the next month. Like,
are you a fan of older music like Bob Seger or maybe
It
Paul
depends
Simon?
On the artist.
Okay.
Like some artists, I'm like, wow, that's my jam. Like
yeah.
other artists, I'm like, who is this guy? Like when was this gotcha. Song written? What is this song? But like, mm-hmm. it depends on the artist. Like I'm a big Frank Sinatra fan.
Oh
like,
yeah.
I'm a big like pre-60s like music.
Dion
is awesome. No, never okay. heard of him. But, like pre-60s music is pretty great. Like Elvis and before that.
Right.
And then like. 80s, 90s, you kind of lost me. Like, there's nothing really going on there.
You got Journey and stuff, though.
Yeah, like, I mean, there's hit and miss. But, like, a lot of 80s, 90s music was...
You just gotta listen to the right stuff, man.
And then, like, early 2000s and stuff. It's gonna stick with me because, like, it's when I was a kid.
Exactly. That's what was going on in elementary school each day.
Like, yeah, exactly.
Bruno Mars,
like,
what
was that
mentioned?
Last week we were playing, like, 2000s punk rock in the newsroom for, like...
Yeah.
For like 3 hours,
mm-hmm. but it all just like it's crazy to think like how far music changes. Like even in like our lifetime,
mm-hmm.
like it's in the early 2000s, it was boy bands. Like we were slowly
Smash
starting
Mouth.
To die out,
yeah.
and then it kind of changed like the punk rock,
yep.
like a little bit there for a couple years, and now like it went like I remember when country was a big thing, and then it turned into like rap, and now it's like the hip hop rap alternative.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah.
It's crazy to think, like, how fast stuff changes now. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, social media.
Social media helps. I mean, you kind of...
Definitely
just,
a big
like,
factor.
Segment to segment to segment to segment to segment to segment. It's crazy weird. Like, it's like everything today, like, politics, fashion.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anything just changes so fast. Like, just when you think, like, you're finally caught up to everything. Like, you finally understand everything. It's like...
Change.
180. Like,
really?
One day, jeans and a t-shirt's cool, and the next day, it's like, no, you gotta wear sweatpants and a hoodie all the time. That's
yep.
the thing.
I hate that all the time anyway. I'm actually wearing jeans today, but...
I mean, like, sweatpants and a hoodie are a great thing. Like,
yeah.
It's crazy to think how fast things change now. It's weird. I can't wrap my head around it. I think
yeah.
that's the problem. Like, well, just whenever you think you finally have everything figured out, it's like, boom, switch. Yeah.
That's life in general.
Yeah, that's life in general. I guess you're right.
All right, and when we come back to RMU Radio and RMU Chat, Luke, do you have a topic for us at
yeah,
all?
Yeah, is it too early for Christmas songs?
Yes.
When we
or
come back...
Or Christmas spirit in general, is it too early?
Save it for the show. When we come back, all we're right. going to discuss whether Luke right. is a terrible person for playing Christmas songs in October.
All right.
All right.
fall.
I'm a designer here.
You're a designer.
Hello and welcome back to Army Chat on RMU Radio, your campus, your voice. My name is Malik Johnson. I'm here with Eric.
I'm Greg. Here with Malik, Greg, and Luke.
And I'm Greg here with Malik, Eric, and Luke.
I'm Luke here with Greg, Eric, and Malik.
All right. okay. So, Luke.
Yes.
Tell me why you're a terrible person.
It was a burning question.
Okay, listen. The question is it too early for Christmas? I say no. Malik says I'm a terrible person. Eric's like, I don't really want to get
into
this.
I say yes, it is too early.
It's way too early.
Well, let me voice my opinion to help my friend Luke over here.
Right. So you're a yes.
Okay.
No, it's not too early.
Absolutely, it's not too early. My grandpa looks like Santa Claus, so...
that is not a valid...
absolutely
I see Santa Claus every day, so it's, you know,
but
Christmas in July.
Let's think about it. Okay, in succession of holidays, it goes New Year's.
Yes.
Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
St. Patrick's Day.
Yep.
And that's all
and then there's
the
nothing
Easter?
In there. Nothing in
Easter?
There.
Easter. But it's Easter. All lumped into, like, springtime
it's like
stuff.
It's like a mix of,
I mean?
Like, 2 months.
Well, then you go into St. Pat. Not 4th of July.
That's 4th. Yeah. 4th of July lasts.
4th of July
all
starts
summer.
In May.
You know,
4th of July starts in May.
It does not last
May.
All summer.
It does.
Through
you know,
as soon as you
in
get,
August
as
for
soon
foo-
as
for
you get let
season.
Out of school, you see red, white, and blue everywhere,
not
which
true.
Starts 4th of July.
Yeah.
I think the problem with the way Greg looks at it is Greg works in retail.
Absolutely.
That's the issue.
And then we jump into like the school year again. Like you start the new school year and jump into August. Nothing really happens in August.
No.
Back to school.
Fall starts.
Back to school. They make that like
fall starts into like fall starts into September.
I don't know.
Yeah. In September,
once
nothing
September
really
happens.
Happens.
It's like
October
Halloween.
Hits.
They say
Halloween.
Fall starts in September.
At the end,
fall started like mid October.
At the
this
end
year.
Of September, Halloween stuff starts coming out on the show.
Yes, that's fine. Like. October, like, I'm fine with
then
Halloween
it's not
starting
too early.
At October.
Then it's not too early for Christmas.
It is.
No, you have a whole month that you're
you have,
skipping.
You have, like, 2 months.
Okay, let's,
yeah.
let's put it this way. When do you start Christmas shopping?
Like
November.
After Thanksgiving. Not like Black Friday. And, like, don't fall into that.
Oh, Black Friday shopping is the best thing. Like, I'm a people watcher. I like to watch people be
stupid. Oh, absolutely. People watching.
But I
know,
love
like,
to go to, like, the mall on Black Friday and just sit there and watch people just... like run all over each other.
That's weird.
It's the funniest thing ever. Malik.
I'm gonna try it.
But like,
you have to try it.
The thing is,
we'll
like,
do it
working in a retail
Friday.
Standpoint, you see
Army
how
Radio
much people
remote.
Care about certain holidays.
Yeah, can we do that?
And, like,
we could just announce like kind of like a sporting event. We have these guys who know how to do it.
Yeah, we can do. We'll just commentate.
MST3K.
Black
but,
Friday
like, the thing
shopping.
Is, with, yeah. like, with like you guys said, I worked in retail, so like that's like my point of view. But the thing is, working in retail, you see about how many people care about each of those holidays.
Who are these people? Like customer people?
Yeah. Customer people, like your coworkers and everything else. So when you look at like the retail side of it, when I worked at Walmart, we opened the store in October. We were starting to get Christmas stuff in before we started getting in like pencils and paper.
Well, that's because back to school was over.
It's already happened.
Like, the thing is, though, like you think about it, and from a retail standpoint, you get that stuff because people want to start buying it as soon as possible. Because
only the... quote unquote crazy people who just need their Christmas stuff
but
in like
mid-September. Okay, here's my thing. I'm not like a huge fan of Christmas. I like Christmas, it's fun, but like I don't know, Christmas songs like right now just sound really like tempting, if you will, you know what I mean?
Christmas songs can be like December 1st.
They're
like
they're like
the 27th,
they're not uplifting,
maybe.
But like, they're just like very
I'll give you maybe Christmas songs. Until
yeah,
like mid-November, you can start listening to Christmas songs.
I'm like
Christmas
tomorrow
songs.
Like
if it
Santa
mentions
Claus
like Santa Claus or something, then save that for December.
But the
but
thing
if it's
is, though,
like snow,
with the Christmas yeah. music, as soon as you start hearing Christmas music, you know very well you're already in the spirit. Once that Christmas music hits, you're like, it's
here
time.
Go. Here we go.
It's
yeah.
time. So if it starts in mid-November, what holiday comes after mid-November? Thanksgiving.
Hanukkah.
What music do you listen to on Thanksgiving? There's not Thanksgiving music.
The
you
football game. The sound
yeah,
of your aunts
exactly.
and uncles.
What music do you listen to during
the
Thanksgiving?
The football orchestra.
It eventually leads to you listening to Christmas music.
No, it doesn't.
This is
I've
why
never listened to Christmas music
overlaid.
On Thanksgiving.
No.
Well, here's the thing.
Do you sing carol? Do
you
go caroling after you eat
Thanksgiving
dinner?
I fall asleep after I eat Thanksgiving dinner.
So does everyone
and
else.
And dream about Christmas.
No, you don't.
Okay, listen. Thanksgiving is the... is the like unofficial start of Christmas?
No, it's not.
Absolutely.
No.
If you watch the parade, the end, the last thing in the parade is just Santa Claus.
That is actually a good decent point.
Like,
I will admit.
Like Thanksgiving is literally a day of
that's
just
like
celebration.
That's like the
and
bug
then,
they put in your mind to make you think Christmas.
It's Christmas.
If Santa
time.
Wasn't in the Macy's parade, I
No,
pretty
like,
sure
well,
no one would really care.
You know, like, but that's the thing, though. Like, you know very well that, like, Thanksgiving is very... It's in between two giant holidays. Like,
yeah.
Halloween is a big holiday. And after Halloween hits, you're like, uh-oh, it's time to start Christmas shopping because if I don't now, I'm not going to have enough money and or time to buy everybody's gifts that
not
I need
true.
To buy. Very true.
Well, at least not here because it doesn't start, like... There's so many different, like, things you got to keep track of by the time Christmas comes.
Yeah.
Like, Thanksgiving is a big point, is a major thing throughout it. But, like, I don't know, if you're worried about, like, driving to the store or whatever, or how much time it'll take to get there, that's a different thing, depending on where you live.
I'm just saying that Thanksgiving gets overlapped by Christmas and Halloween.
If Thanksgiving was, like, in August, everybody would just think it would be, like, Thanksgiving right after 4th of July.
Absolutely. That'd I think
be,
it's just
there would be a good break, but there's so much, like, Halloween, like...
And then, like, the thing is with Christmas, thing. Like, it's ended so abruptly.
Yeah.
Like, that's another thing to it. Because, like, you have Halloween...
Not really.
Listen to my point.
Okay, okay.
But Halloween stretches from October 1st to October 31st. Everybody's, like...
Yeah.
Like, decorating, getting Halloween ready, time. Buying candy.
The Monster Mash.
After October 31st, you have to, like, you... Like you guys said you decorate for like fall like colors like Thanksgiving colors,
sure.
Orange, brown, and like
yellows,
yellow.
Yeah.
And then, like, December comes and like right after Thanksgiving you start your Christmas stuff, as you guys are saying.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is with Christmas, like Thanksgiving, like you have food and like you're like kind of doing the same thing like for like the next couple of days. With Thanksgiving, as soon as the 25th is over, you're done.
There's that weird week where it's like nothing happens, and then like New Year's.
That's
yeah.
What I mean.
So like Christmas ends up so like it's like Christmas Day, like 25th comes.
There is kind
and then
of
all
like
of
a
sudden,
drop.
It's,
yeah. There's just like a weird like
really
because
my
days
I feel so I feel like the week
Christmas
after Christmas
into November.
Well, isn't there a drop after like Halloween night then? Like November 1st is just
yeah. Well, no, because like people still like have their stuff up till like November 10th. With like Halloween stuff.
Yeah.
Do you guys take your Christmas stuff down right away?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Really?
No, like,
we
well,
don't.
Like,
I'm pretty sure
like,
one year my tree sat there for
like, outside. 26th, 27th, yeah. Like 26th and 27th is like Christmas decoration teardown.
Yeah,
I'm pretty
like,
sure
inside.
That my Christmas stuff stays up until like February.
Like the one year we had it up till March because we were just too lazy. But like, it's like in like my house,
know,
it's just in the way. Like to have
a
tree
I had
up
a
and everything. But like. I don't know. I think I don't think it's too early for Christmas stuff to happen.
It's not too early. Never too early.
Maybe like February is too early.
When do you put up your Christmas stuff?
Like before Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Ours is after Thanksgiving.
Like right before Thanksgiving.
Like,
put stuff up.
Sometime within the week after Thanksgiving. So you should start getting Christmas stuff.
So you start before, you start after.
Like right before. Like I'm not saying like.
But I'm in the Christmas spirit.
So that's all towards like end of November. You start for Christmas.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you guys for tuning in to RMU Chat on RMU Radio, your campus, your voice. Be sure to tune in next week. I'll be here. Eric will be here. Luke will probably be here.
Maybe shit happens.
Greg might, you know, pop in.
Greg might be here. Greg is dancing. Greg doesn't even wear headphones. Greg can't even hear the music right now.
Greg's too professional.
I'm a baller.
See you guys next week. Thursdays, 12:30 to 1:30.